When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Kia EV4 launches in Korea. EV owners won't go back to ICE, and Volvo upgrading the EX90 already. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you why the best new people carrier coming to Europe from China is being rebranded as a Geely. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. For Monday, 10th of March, I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free to save even more time. After I've been through hundreds of EV stories today, to whittle it down to maybe 20 minutes or so, save even more time yourself by clicking on a link in the show notes and signing up to the Patreon page and supporting the work that I do here. By the way, a bonus podcast in your feed released earlier on Monday, which was about Tesla's, well, weekend horribilis, or maybe I should say tumultuous 24 hours after the stock price has wiped off $800 billion from its value in recent weeks, and more protests, this time in Manhattan and Oregon and more places as well. And it was just too much going on. And also, it was a lot of Tesla stuff. And I thought, you know what? Separate podcast. That way, if you're not so fussed about Tesla these days, you can just not listen to it. And that would be okay as well. Oh, by the way, I looked on my downloads page earlier with my host, Audio Boom, who hosts the podcast. And I just ticked over 7.01 million downloads. Not bad, eh? Not particularly a round number or a reason to celebrate or get the party poppers out, but 7 million downloads, and that's with this host. I did about 2 million, I think, with my first host before I moved over, and so I'll check the old download stats from my old host and tally them up. But we must be heading towards 10 million downloads of the podcast, which is a bit bonkers, really, isn't it, since 2018? Thank you for your support. It's been an amazing, amazing journey. Feels like we've only just begun. Well, Kia has only just begun... Nice segue. Selling the EV4 in South Korea. Prices begin at about 41 million won. That's $29,000 equivalent. But there are some purchase incentives to get it down to $23,500 equivalent. The EV4 has a long range exceeding 330 miles or 533 kilometers. It debuted as a concept a couple of years ago. And we saw it at their EV for All sort of strategy day, Kia Day in Barcelona recently. So they'll have EVs priced from the 20,000s to the 80,000s. So really something in the lineup. Now, I also saw, and I've put it in my feed to read when I'm in bed later, an Australian website doing a complete deep dive review into the EV5. Now, I don't get the EV5 here, but Aussies do. And so I'll read what they thought of that particular vehicle. So EV3, obviously we have that here already. Not the cheapest car, but it's new, so there's no discounts. EV4 coming, EV5 is coming as well. Wow, what a lineup. Kia is smashing it right now. The standard Air model has a 58.3 kilowatt hour battery, 237 miles on that one, or you can go for the big 81.4 kilowatt hour battery for that 331 miles of range. Now, let's move on, and some more good news from the JD Power EV Ownership Experience Study. I mentioned this last week on the podcast, but a bit of a data point that I didn't bring you, and that is the switchback rate to gasoline. This study surveyed 6,164 owners of electric vehicles from the 2024 and 2025 model years. They also included plug-in hybrid owners as well, and they talked about the first year of ownership. And among the EV owners surveyed, 94% will consider another EV for their next purchase. I can't believe it wasn't 100%. What are those 6% of people doing? Like, oh, I tried an EV, didn't like it. But I guess not for everybody, obviously, by this data. 12% might replace their EV with a gasoline. The other 88% say they would never go back to combustion. There was actually a UK study that came out today that I didn't put in the playlist, in the running order, if you like, of the podcast. And that was a leasing company. This came as a press release. And, you know, lots of people do a bit of research, they say. And then they put out a press release, and it's a nice way of getting a little quote from the CEO in the, you know, coverage, as it were. And this was a piece of survey that was done to a few hundred EV owners, and 100% of them said they'd never go back to combustion. And it just didn't seem real. So I'm not putting it in because it's ridiculous. You can't say that even one person didn't go, well, I might go back to combustion one day. Nah, I don't believe it's 100%. But I believe it's somewhere around 90, 95% of people are saying, look, I'm happy with EV. I'm never going back. What a great stat. Now, this is also a great little bit of news from Volvo. They're going to upgrade the EX90 to be the same architecture as the ES90. EX90 is the new SUV. It's built on the same platform. It's called SPA2 or SPA2. I should call it that because Jim Rowan, the CEO, on stage last week called it the SPA2 platform, and I've been calling it SPA. There you go. And so that is the same architecture, but they really reworked it for Volvo's ES90, the sedan, saloon, fastback, liftback, if you like. And so that's going to be a whole new 800-volt architecture. Obviously, all of the bits are different because the cabling is a different gauge. There's different heat management. It's twice the voltage. But they are going to update the EX90, not immediately. So you go buy one today or get delivery today, it will be the existing 400-volt architecture. But CEO Jim Rowan said that the current 800-volt plan with EX90, and I quote, we can now add about 300 kilometres of range in 10 minutes, end quote, to the 800-volt ES90, and that will come to the EX90 when they do a mid-cycle refresh, which is going to be a couple of years away, but it's great to see Volvo thinking and talking like that, which is, okay, well, we've got some great technology, and we've just released a vehicle, the EX90, which is a very, very good vehicle, by the way, but let's not just leave it to sit there for its lifetime and maybe do a little facelift in a couple of years' time and then get another 3 or 4 years out of it. They are going to re-engineer that. Of course, then it makes sense to go and find a 350 or 400 kilowatt DC fast charger. It'll charge, I think, at 350, the ES90. It's got a smaller battery, so we'll wait and see what they do with that, because the EX90 has 111 kilowatt hour pack and the ES has a slightly smaller pack, over 100 kilowatt hours, but they'll try and work those things out, I'm sure. What the EX90 customers will get, and they've already taken delivery of their vehicle, and that is an upgrade to the computers. They use the, see if I can remember this from the presentation last week, dual NVIDIA AGX Orin chips, and they are going to get a recall, and they'll go back to the dealer. I presume it's the dealers will do it, and they will get all the latest NVIDIA chips in the EX90. I imagine, because those cars are shipping without all the LiDAR stuff working on EX90, and I imagine that those chips are probably essential to have all the promised features running. I don't know that. I'm speculating, but they promised a bunch of features and said, they'll be coming. Well, the LiDAR stuff perhaps needs a bit more compute. I don't know. Like, I absolutely don't know, but that's amazing news that they're going to upgrade those vehicles. Now, let's go to Canada. With the current United States softening approach to electric vehicles and charging infrastructure, it's a shame, but politicians will come and go. This is a bigger thing than any individual person or politician. So the move to electric mobility is global. It's being driven out of China and Asia and Europe. And, 4 years of a White House administration is not going to change anything. It'll maybe change the US timeline, perhaps, around the edges. It's not going to change the shift to e-mobility. But Canada are saying, look, whatever the United States do, and obviously there's, we won't get into it, but Canada has imposed 25% tariffs on the US. Things like Florida orange juice and stuff, and energy as well, because I didn't realize that Canada exports so much electricity to the northern United States. And so adding 25% to your lucky bill won't be great if you're a US citizen. And also they're going to add it, I think, to automobiles. That'd be Teslas get hit really hard if it continues. Oh, Mark Carney is going to get, I think, signed in, sworn in. What's the phrase I meant to use? As the new Prime Minister. Again, I won't. That's not the place here for an EV podcast. But Canada saying we are all in on electric vehicles, particularly charging infrastructure. Public EV charging in Canada has grown over the last 12 months significantly. Data coming out today from Natural Resources Canada shows a 24% increase in public EV charging over the last 12 months from March to March. 24-25. Canadian EV users now have access to 13,000 public chargers with 33,500 ports, 11,000 stations offer level 2, and 2,200 stations offer DC fast charging. Again, all of those up about 23-24%, which is great. Electric Autonomy credits this growth to new players entering the market and widespread adoption in Canada. We will take a small break. When we come back, we'll talk about the battery market growing. Rivian have an amazing idea for better aerodynamics. How it works, we'll find out. Fuel costs are going up. That's another way to nudge people towards EV. And I'll tell you about the new minivan MPV, if you want to call it that, launching. It will be a European vehicle under the Geely brand, renaming it to give it a little bit of sales boost. Stick around and I'll be back in a mo.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. If you'd like to strip out the ads, if you heard an advert, or maybe two, and sometimes when I listen to the ad feed, they put the same advert in twice. Brilliant. I don't control the ads. It depends on your IP address and where you are around the world, even the time of day that you download, that your device, your phone or whatever, requests the audio file from me. My host inserts an advert and then we share the revenue. It's not a huge amount of money, but it all helps. And thank you for listening to the ads now. Canoe, you know the company that went bust? Canoe. Some claims around management issues there. Well, now the former CEO of Canoe has started a new business and they're going to buy the assets of the bankrupt vehicle maker for $4 million only. This purchase needs approval from the bankruptcy court, but the new company that the old CEO has set up and is going to take on, if they get their way, the assets, and I imagine carry on trading, whether they're allowed to be called Canoe, maybe as part of that asset purchase, or the IP comes with it as well. They were around for 7 years. They had contracts with NASA and the Department of Defense and the US Postal Services as well. They did deliver a few vehicles, but never really. The Canoe are one of the companies that did the whole SPAC, SPAC reverse merger frenzy post-pandemic in 2020 when just the EV world went slightly doolally. And I don't get a lot right, but I did say at the time, this is all doolally. And everyone was like, yeah, but we're all making money. And people were just spending money on EV projects that didn't really past muster. We're looking at you, Nikola, and you know, Canoe, obviously, and Fisker, and many more. And they were worth what? $600 million. Like $600 million or something like that. Canoe. Well, now they're being sold off for $4 million to the former management. Have started a new company. We'll see if they come back as Canoe or Canoe 2. That might be nice. But not the number two, the word two, T-O-O. Yeah, like I'm sure there was a movie that did that. Canoe 2. Oh, what are you driving? It's my Canoe 2. Let's talk a little bit about... it's very late here. And I've just done a half-hour podcast about Tesla. So again, I'm slightly doolally after all of that. No more Tesla podcasts for a bit, actually. Now, let's talk about the battery. Global battery market growing fast because of rising demand and lower prices, according to the International Energy Agency. In 2024, EV sales increased 25%, reaching 17 million units. And this growth raised the annual battery demand above 1 terawatt hour for the first time. Meanwhile, average EV battery pack costs fell below $100 per kilowatt hour. That's on average. We know that some of those Chinese packs are, you know, $50 and less. And that's at pack level with all of the ancillary equipment as well, not just the cell cost. Lower battery pack prices result from cheaper minerals. Lithium prices, haven't mentioned that recently, that dropped over 85% from their 2022 peak. And, of course, advances in battery technology have helped cut costs. Global battery production capacity is 3 terawatt hours now. We actually have more batteries being made than we can currently use in EVs. But don't worry, I'm sure we'll find a home for them. Now, Rivian's had a brilliant idea for active aero on wheels. As Formula One returns this weekend, you know I'm a bit of a Formula One geek and nerd, and they've got all bits of active aero that are going this year. It's the final year, the regulations, and Rivian going down that route, not with a DRS flap, by the way, but with active aero on the wheel covers. This is a brilliant idea. At the minute, you got just like smooth fixed wheel covers to lower drag. but they can't adapt. This patent was filed with the United States Trademark Office, and Rivian describe a wheel cover with movable parts on the hubcap, if you like, the wheel covers, for better aero. They'll open to match the wheel spokes when the vehicle is stationary, and they'll look cool. And then when the vehicle is up at speed, the wheel covers will mechanically move to form a solid surface, which is much, much better aero efficiency. The movable parts could also release air pressure from the wheel wells, improving performance. I guess there's some cooling on the brakes, but a lot of that on an EV is done with regen, so isn't really an issue in terms of brake cooling. Now, a new Bloomberg NEF piece of analysis cited by ADAC, so this is what, Germany? Do I say that? Or ADAC? Predicts fuel prices will rise up to 27% by 2030 because of the new European emissions trading scheme. Starting in 2027, the new ETS2 will charge €149 per tonne of CO2, affecting suppliers of gasoline, diesel, heating oil, etc. These costs will be passed on to the consumer, and the price increase highlights the appeal of electric options like EVs and heat pumps, encouraging a shift to more efficient and eco-friendly solutions for mobility and for heating at home as well. Now, since 2021, Germany has had CO2 pricing built into its building and transport sectors. It started at €25 per tonne, but has tripled to €55 per tonne and is going to €149 per tonne for the CO2 pricing tax in there as well. So another great way, rather than just giving money off EVs, which is a bit of a blunt instrument, a bit like the Norway model, which is just to nudge people in many, many different ways towards EV and away from combustion. Now, two more stories, and we'll talk about the LEVC L380. Let me explain. That's being relaunched as the Geely Galaxy brand, and a massive price drop of 80,000 yuan, or about $11,000 off the price of it. Now starts at 300,000 yuan, about $41,455 equivalent. Geely will release the LEVC L380 in the UK next year, in 2026. Now, LEVC is the London Black Cab Company, and so if you've been to London recently, you notice all the black cabs are going electric. They are a subsidiary of Geely, the mega corporation, and the TX London cabs are very popular now, and so what was branded as an LEVC minivan is being rebranded as a Geely Galaxy, certainly in China. It hasn't had an amazing start in sales, so they're kind of rebranding that to see if it can give it a little zhuzh along. It's 5.3 meters long, and you can't do a lot with a people carrier. I mean, it is a they've done some design with slanted front pillars and a floating roof and retractable door handles and a single rear tail light, and it's just a big slab of people moving metal, but either way, it's a 2+2+2. So it's a 6-seater, but with 6 armchairs, and also a really big boot as well. You can spec it with a fourth row as a 2-2-2-2. The centre console has a big 10.25-inch instrument panel and a 15.4-inch touchscreen. Every seat is heated and ventilated. There's a 14-speaker system. The entry-level version is a single motor, rear axle, 200 kilowatts of power, 100 kilowatt-hour battery pack for 570 kilometres CLTC, so real world is a lot less, but it does start now at a lot less money with that $11,000 price cut at $41,500 equivalent to move people around in. Well, I've been looking at the pictures here, and I've not been inside it, obviously. It looks kind of nice, like the seats are all well upholstered, and they're each one's a captain's chair, and they're all heated and cooled, and it just looks like a really nice place to be for not a huge amount of money. Now, they do bigger battery versions, 140 kilowatt hour battery pack, and more options, like I say, but it hasn't sold very well in China yet. It's up against the Denza D9, the Xiaopeng X9, and so we'll wait and see if they can get some more sales there. And finally, Leap Motor, the Chinese EV maker backed by Stellantis, has started pre-sales of its new SUV called the B10. Now, we got the T03, little mini one for £15,000, and the C10, which is about £33,000 last time I looked. Now they've started pre-sales of the B10. It's a smaller, more affordable model, and it features LiDAR. It's a Leap Motors new B-Series, and it starts at $15,000 equivalent. Now, you can't really do the conversion. It's 110,000 RMB. Leap Motor says the B10 is the first electric vehicle with LiDAR below 130,000 RMB. But, you know, even if you draw a rough line, it's a $15,000 car. It's got LiDAR. That is properly crazy. There's two variants with a CLTC range of 510 kilometers. Again, not real world, with a lithium iron phosphate pack of 56.2 kilowatt hours. Or there is a bigger LFP pack of 67 kilowatt hours. DC fast charging, they give the 30 to 80%. Always a bit sus when it's 20 minutes, they say. 30 to 80. Give us 10 to 80, please. LiDAR. They've just released, the last time I looked, a few minutes ago, the first 1 hour pre-order numbers, and Leap Motor announcing on Weibo, the social media channel, that they've received 15,000 orders in the first hour, and 73% of those went for the cheap version that has LiDAR. Wow. And that is your podcast for today. Thanks for listening, as always. Check out the special bonus episode in your feed, released late Monday night here, which is talking about Tesla's tumultuous three-day weekend, moral attacks on their showrooms, peaceful protests, terrible stock rout on Monday when all their competitors, the likes of Ford, were up, Stellantis was up, GM was up, so it wasn't like an automotive stock market thing. Tech stocks were hit, and we dive into that in some detail. And then I think I'd like to leave the Tesla story alone for a bit and see how it all shakes out at the end of March. We'll get the Q1 numbers. That's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village of Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.